Okay, I believe so. We're just going to continue. Finish off a small piece with regards to the dinim of brachas in tzricha and the issa the deraisa according to the Rambam and the drabon according to most others. If you make a brachas in tzricha, yep, that's what we discussed and we talked about how careful Shimshon HaGiboy was not to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. And we discussed, you know, in the Shulchan Aruch discussed that not only is it bracha. Shein Tzricha is if a person makes unnecessary bracha when he shouldn't be making a bracha, but even if he causes himself to make a bracha Shein Tzricha, in other words, he could wait and he could minimize the amount of brachas that he makes instead of having a drink before lunch. If he waits and he's going to wash a mitzi, and he can wait a few minutes and then he can have a drink during lunch, then that is a gram bracha Shein Tzricha. He's caused himself to make a bracha Shein Tzricha. And obviously not talking about a case where he's extremely thirsty or he can't wait or he doesn't know when lunch is going to begin. Clearly when a person knows, so wait a little bit, and therefore that is a bracha shein tzricha. Now in truth, Reb Shmuel Vozel in Shevet HaLevi says there's really four different levels of issue with saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. Four different levels. The first level is just mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name out of context. Stam. And that out of context could be, I don't know, the baked beans falls out of the larder unit. Oh my god! Right? That is using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. That is not giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? You're not giving grace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're probably, in a way, cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like blaming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah,
but
so that terminology, even if it's not in Lashon HaKodesh, that L'Chaira, according to the Rambam, would be the Issa D'Oraisa. Okay, so should be very careful. Yeah, you can yell it, better to yell at your eye, I know.
One I've been in trouble with mentally.
Yes.
Is OMG.
Yeah, so
because
I'm saying.
You're really not saying anything other than three letters.
Yeah, so a kinui, I don't think it's as bad. I don't know. The answer is I don't know. If you're saying, it's not, you're clearly saying, it's like saying instead of Kadosh Baruch Hu name, it's saying Hashem. Right? I don't think it's as bad. I don't think so. Even everyone knows what you mean. It's a kinui.
People have gone to say, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh is just another name for gosh is brothers. Yeah. So I don't think gosh is the thing, but oh my, OMG, you say something in abbreviations. The person says first or ema in abbreviations. So, are you yitzer? You know, I don't think that's going to be necessarily an issue. So the first one he says is that straighter is a deraisa. According to Rambam, it's a deraisa. According to others, it may be drabon. The next level is a bracha shein tzricha. Where is it?
Yeah. The bracha batala is the second one.
No, bracha batala. One second, we'll get to this for a second. Where are we?
It's in the context of a bracha. Saying Hashem's name in the context of a bracha. It's a different level.
So the first one is saying Hashem's name just straight up for no reason.
Not the context of a bracha.
Not the context of a bracha, no.
The second one is bracha.
Find it. Okay, doesn't matter. And the second one would be bracha shein tzricha.
Bracha
shein tzricha, the second one. According to Rambam, that is a deraisa. Yeah. No. So again, ma'aseh shem shemayin v'atala. But saying shem shemayin is a issa deraisa, issa asay. Essa shem lekecha tira. According to everyone, kula alma, it's an asay. Essa shem lekecha tira is even issa asay. Okay. Make a bracha shein tzricha is machlekes Rambam and other rishonim. Rambam over here, we see the chinuch also holds that bracha shein tzricha. Bracha shein tzricha. Bracha v'atala is worse. Even a bracha shein tzricha, which means you're making a bracha, but it's an unnecessary bracha. Different to bracha shein tzricha, bracha v'atala. There's differences. His bracha shein tzricha is better than bracha v'atala. Yeah, bracha shein tzricha is according to Rambam, you're over an issa loisa semen atoira. According to Tosfos, the Rosh and the Chinuch, you're only over. Only over. It's an asmachta derabanan. It's a derabanan. The third level is a goyim bracha shein tzricha. Goyim bracha shein tzricha. For example, to eat or to drink something before when you can easily be yotzeh during the meal, that's a grand bracha shein tzricha. It's for sure not deraisa, and according to everybody, that is you're even only an issa d'rabbana. Okay, that's even according to the Rambam. The fourth level is very interesting, and it's a complicated halacha, but it's interesting to know. Birach al tofel b'mokim sheyesh ikka. Yeah, you make a bracha on a tofel when you should be making it on the Ikka. Or making a bracha on somewhere down the line on the Zayin Minim. Yeah, when you should make it further up on the Zayin Minim. So there you're making a bracha. It's not, you're using a Kosh Bracha's name within context. It's not Einat Sricha. Yeah. It's not and it's not Gram Bracha Shen Sricha, because you need to make the you're making the right bracha at the right time. They just making it on the wrong thing at the right time.
Used the ice cream cone for example.
Well, it's,
that you don't make the bracha.
That's right. That's right.
Because it's really the essence is in
Yeah.
This.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I think even more than that, even if you're making the right bracha, you know, you're not making bracha on the wrong thing. You're making bracha on the right thing. Yeah. Like in Zayin Minim. You make it on the rimon instead of a fig, then that would be a, according to many opinions, that is no issa bracha at all. There's no issa there at all. It's just you haven't fulfilled the chatchila of making the right bracha. So here are the different levels.
It's the same bracha, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a matter of
I'm saying it's a matter of you should be making it on a different product. Yeah, because we discussed it's not about covered. Making a bracha on the ikka rather than the tofel, and making a bracha on the zayin minim for other things. It's not about just giving it its respect. It's the lower one doesn't necessarily help with a higher one, right? And that's actually whether it works at all.
First in the Torah.
That's right. Eretz Chittus Ori Geventino. That's correct. Okay. So that's the four different levels. Then there's another Shulchan Aruch, which is important to say.
One quick question.
Yep.
What about, I remember in Yeshiva, there was a whole about
Siyata Zishmaya
versus Beis.
Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, one's careful not to write. That could
not
be,
the whole thing. That could be
Seamus. That could be make something to Seamus.
Okay, but Siyata Zishmaya is fine.
Yeah, but the Chassidim would like to write Beis Hei. Beis Hei. Yeah. The Chassidim like to write Beis Hei.
So I think
Seamus. It's Seamus, yeah. So we did that in the Chassidim at the time. It's better not to write it because it could be a problem of Seamus. Yeah, but the hay with a thing is considered is a shame.
So
to throw away would be a problem.
Rebbe, in this lineup, where would we fit somebody who changes their kavana in the middle of the bracha? He has an apple and a banana, and he's going for the apple, but then he says a hadama and he eats the banana.
Yeah, okay, that's already.
I'm saying, but that's also because there's some chisaron.
Sometimes when beyotze b'chlal, I mean, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch here. I mean, this is in Siman Reish Vav. Not al biyodet pri la'ochloi. Yeah, a person took an apple to make a bracha on an apple. With berach olav, he made a bracha, bori pri ate, and it fell out of his hand. Benevad, he got lost. It rolled out of his hand.
Butterfingers.
Yeah, it fell out of his hand. Oy nimas. Oh, I don't know what. It fell into the toilet. Right? He doesn't want to eat it. Sorach lachzal avorich. He's going to make a new bracha. Yeah, that's already okay. Says Ramah, actually, he daitei olof laochloi. Only if he didn't have das, eat that other thing. Okay, but this is already that's already slightly more complicated. But yes, it's all different dinim. The source is more in Pesachim. That you have kavanah to make a bracha on one thing and end up with something else. Yeah. Okay. That's fantastic. It's fantastic. The person is doing in order to get 100 brachos in, which is a chiyuv, which is a chiyuv. It says hein heim yoidu b'vorchu. Hein heim is a gematria 100. Hein heim yoidu b'vorchu shavku b'faru. And also it's what's the pasuk say? Ma Hashem lekech shalim imach. Ma Hashem lekech shalim imach. Ma Hashem lekech shalim imach. Is may. El tikum ma el maya. Maya kodesh baruch hu shalim imach. Kodesh baruch hu asking for maya, and it's time from Chazal from the time of the plague. But a person should. But there's a way of doing it. Not baruch hu shalim tzricha. You know, when you're making kiddush in the morning. So bring some pistachios, make a ha'et. Bring some peanuts, make a ha'doma. You know, have a l'chaim. Whatever it is, the Meir Bracha says, you're not missing that many. But to do something unnecessary, to have a drink just before you eat, because you want to go for the Meir Bracha, that's got some schar be'seidai. Yeah? Yeah, okay. Just within this context about making a bracha shein nesricha, hu hadin, answering a main to a bracha that you shouldn't be answering a main is also problematic. Also problematic. The halacha says it over here in Reish Tesvav, kol mavorach bracha shein nesricha, harizan nois shein shemayin ashov, varik kunishba lashov, va'osu lanois achrov amein. Not allowed to answer amein to a person who makes a bracha shein nesricha. The guy means well, and you know he's trying to do the right thing, and kol hakavod to him, but he mustn't answer amein.
But you don't know the context.
If you know the context. If you know the context. If you make a bracha shein nesricha, if you know the context, he mustn't. I'll give you, he brings a few examples here, very nice. He says, for example, which is something very interesting, there's a machlekus, there's a shayla whether you make two separate brachas on tefillin. There's five that only make one bracha, as far as I remember. Yeah, they make one bracha, right? There's a machlekus whether you make two brachas on tefillin, al-haniach and ashek shana mitzvahs. So, in case you don't do it, you say, baruch shen kvei machusa le'ilam void, which we'll see mitzvah sheb soon, how exactly that works. But what happens if you hear a person making a second bracha? So it's a shaila, whether that's a bracha sricha or bracha shein sricha.
That's why it's
supposed to say quietly. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brings. That's what it's bringing down. Brings down. Siman Yud, tayi levarach brachas ubalachash. You say quietly. Kadeshli konis hashemela sofik. If you have to answer amen or not. Yeah, that's one thing. Another thing is another shaila. With answering to a woman's bracha of she makes a mitzvah seishas man grama. A woman's not chayiv. Luluf, she's not chayiv shofar, she's not chayiv many other things. And she makes hasher kiddushon mitzvahs tzivanu al natilas luluf, which, by the way, is machlikas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch says that a woman shouldn't because she's heichon to, she's not commanded to. Making hasher kiddushon for the Ramah is matir a woman because she's not mechuyev to, but she gets a mitzvah kiyumis, right? So like also, so Ramah says you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. What happens if she makes a bracha? The Shmuel called shofar or al mitzvahs luluf or whatever al natilas luluf. And is a chiyuv to answer me? Maybe it's a bracha shein nesricha. So it's interesting. So it's brought that in Mishnah Berurah brings out that you can answer me. You can answer me. Umashma she'enei chayuv. There's no chiyuv to answer me. Normally, it's a chiyuv to answer me. There's no chiyuv to answer me in such a bracha. You're allowed to. There's no chiyuv to because the bracha itself. And so it's brought in the Prima Godim. She'enei chayva. There's no chayva at all. To answer a bracha of a woman who makes a bracha, okay? And also we discussed, if you remember, that Bona Foshes is a whole shayla how Bona Foshes ends. Yeah, Bona Foshes. So it's a shayla where it's considered a long bracha or a short bracha, and therefore Baruch Chei Olamim, yeah, the end of the bracha, is that considered a really part of the bracha or not? And we discussed maybe it's a long bracha, therefore he needs a chasima at the end, or if it doesn't need a chasima at the end. So it's a shayla. And Rav Moshe Paskin, as we discussed, halacha lemaisa, that borchei lomim is a optional extra that Chazal put in. The bracha lechatchila does not end there, and you should answer amen before borchei lomim. Yeah, before borchei lomim, you should answer amen, or it should be toichidei dibur, which is not easy. Borchei lomim, shon lecha rebi. Yeah, it's very hard to do that. Yeah. It's probably, I don't know.
Let somebody say it very quickly.
I'm saying the real yakas could probably get it down to exactly how long milliseconds it takes. But in chassidim, yeah, it's more difficult. So therefore he says, Baruch Elam, afterwards already could be on main yisayma, and therefore he said, L'chatchili, you should answer it. You should answer it there. But okay, that's answering on main. Now, with regard to Baruch Shein Kavoy Bachus Einon Vayet,
can answer another person's one.
Oh, sorry, one second.
A woman could answer another woman's bracha. Let's say she's saying Kiddush for everybody, all the other ladies who are present.
Kiddush when? On Friday night?
For other ladies.
That's deraisa. Kiddush on Shabbos is deraisa, but for Isha. Even a man can answer. A woman can be might say a man, Kiddush. I'm not advising it, I'm not
so
suggesting it.
Why
are you making a chiluk
over here with other brachas?
Because other brachas is not machuyev.
Oh, in the mitzvah sub part.
Yeah, she's not machuyev.
So, the robbery card is sheer. And then you're
the shearer
says over mine. You're only hearing that, but you're hearing very clearly.
You don't make it on main. You hear a recording. Yeah, if you're hearing a recording, it's very tempting. Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
amen.
Yeah, it's like instinct. Is that instinct? Yeah, you say instinct. It's very, yeah.
We are posting to speak about live broadcast.
Live broadcast, yeah, live broadcast. If it's a delay. Yeah. If it's really like fast. But yeah, it's very yeah,
very
fast,
misleading.
Yeah,
very you're gonna, misleading.
Very misleading.
What about another minion? We'll hear Kurdish.
If you know what you're answering a main to, it's certainly answer me. But not Bukhiv. Not if you're interrupting your tefillah.
Yeah, because at the kotel.
Not if you're interrupting
your tefillah. You can get
no, we're not mechuyev. No, we're not. Okay, just one other halacha I want to discuss before we continue on to the next in the Birkas HaTorah, which is brought down in the Chinuche, which is extremely important, is what he discusses in Simon Reish Vav. There he talks about a situation where a person made a bracha that didn't end up eating the food. It fell down, it became more, so like we just said. This is quoted from Yishalmi, that a person is going to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay La'olam Vayed if you made a bracha that is unnecessary. Al Shehoitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, because he said a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name unnecessarily, he's going to say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay La'olam Vayed. So there, the Chazon Ish, as we discussed, says because even though the bracha is Derech Shvach. Right, Baruch Atah Hashem Kadosh Olam Shakol in Bivari, and your water spilled, nothing to make it on. So that meant well, right? So Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Vayed is also thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is one better than the other? Read what he says. Sha'af Shagam B'Tchilo Amar B'Derech Shvach V'Hidah. Even though the first Baruch was said in the way of praise and thanks, V'Mkei Matikei M'Mash Amar Baruch Shem. So what did he gain by saying Baruch Shem? V'Kol Mokem Holva Osri Chazal L'Varach Baruch Shem in Sricha. Since Chazal said you may not make a Baruch Shem in Sricha, Tiknu Leim Baruch Shem LaHareish Shzeh Osa. In other words, this is kind of a positive showing that I know I just did something wrong. I'm not disregarding what Chazal are saying. But nechshak ilu hu moitzi shein v'atala, and it says if shein v'atala, and therefore that's why I'm being misakin with Baruch Shem. Now this is very interesting. So I would imagine if that would be the case, the Rambam brings down, and Shlomo Kodesh brings down, that you should say Baruch Shem very, very quickly after the bracha. Aye, Baruch Shem was in the med. Yeah, you say straight away afterwards. But many other of the Achronim say there's no key to say it straight away afterwards. As long as you can do it later, the only reason why you say it afterwards is because you may forget, or if you're as long as you're within the context of what's going on, you can say it afterwards. It doesn't have to be said straight away, which I find very difficult to understand according to the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is about me saying clearly I did something wrong, showing I did something wrong, and trying to fix that by those people who are viewing what I did wrong. If you say 20 minutes later, if people aren't any there anymore, how exactly have we fixed that? It seems that there's something else there as well underlying, according to these opinions, that besides the element of repairing that, there is something which many of the Achronim bring down, Api Derech Kabbalah, that using Kosh Baruch Hu's name that is a Pagam, and saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay is a Tikkun to that Pagam, and that therefore doesn't have to be within context. Okay.
What does it do? Does it wipe it away?
It's a tikkun for it. It's masakin it. It's a tikkun. Whatever that means, it's masakin it. But you can't use Baruch Shem as every time you have a Sophie Brach, you know what, I say two brachas, and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay Olam Vayed. You know that you can't do. Baruch Shem is a bedievet. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah brings down earlier on, if you have any Sophic bracha, you're not sure if you make a bracha, don't make the bracha. If you think you've already made a bracha, Sophic bracha is a hokel. Now, I want to be machmir. You can't be machmir. It's also to do that. Even if a Svek Sveka, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, even a Svek Sveka, maybe it's a barrier. Even then, you don't make a bracha, the Mishnah Berurah is very, very machmir. And therefore, be careful. You're not doing any good by being moisif brachas in an unnecessary way. Yes. Sorry, brachas. Yeah. Because how chomer the bracha is. You're not doing any because it could be a deraisa according to the Rambam.
If you were fruit, yeah, and you have a lunch, regular lunch, and you close your meal with a fruit, you should make a bracha.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you have, even if you washed for bread.
That's what I'm talking about.
If you wash for bread and you have a fruit at the end, fruit meaning apple and orange, not olive perhaps. Olive may be different. Olive may be a chelik of your meal, considered part of the meal. Yeah, you make a bracha on that. Yeah. Okay, I just want to just finish off here.
What's that again about washing the hands after touching, eating with
Yeah. That's a big subject. That's a big subject.
Okay.
That's a din of tumah. Yeah, and that's a very controversial how we pass on halacha l'maisa, whether you mechuyah to wash your hands or not. Mishabura has his opinion.
What about pickles?
Yeah, these things they're complicated. I prefer not to go into that now. Yeah, we go into that, but it's not poshut, not poshut at all.
Okay.
If you do, you're not being a, it's not mechzikiyur, you're not doing something wrong. If you don't, you have who to rely on. But that's a separate. We can't believe that. Okay, I just want to finish off here because I want to start something else tomorrow. He says, Vim Omar Kishnofa Baruch Ata Hashem V'loy Omar Lekeinu. He didn't say Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam. If the Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam Shakol Nibidvari and his cup spilt, nothing left, then you say Baruch Shem Kolim Malchusu. But if Vim Omar Kishnofa Baruch Ata Hashem, all he said was Baruch Ata Hashem. Oops, the cup spilt. V'loy Omar Lekeinu. You sign V'oyme Lamdeinu Chukecho. Then you say Lamdeinu Chukecho. She yehi nira kekorim posuk, because that way Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecho is a posuk in Tehillim.
Lamdeini or Lamdeinu?
Lamdeini. Lamdeini Chukecho. Even for absolute facts. Lamdeini. Lamdeini Chukecho. Yeah? Lamdeini Chukecho. Lamdeini is a posuk. Lamdeini Chukecho. Chukecho is a posuk in Tehillim. Yeah. But so too, it's brought down. If you did not say. If you have a posuk, like all he says is Baruch Ata Hashem. Baruch Ata Hashem. He didn't say Lekeinu. So you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Adinu Chukecho. If you say Baruch Ata Hashem Lekeinu, right, it's too late, you've got to say Baruch Shinkwe. Baruch is Baruch Ata Hashem. Then what? No. No.
Baruch Ata Hashem, Adinu
Chukecho. But Baruch Ata Hashem, Adinu Chukecho. But if you said. A second, where is this? Alternatively, he says, you can say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Yim Lo Yichlo Yilom Void. There's different ways of dealing with this. Okay. But I don't know. But there are other ways. So, again, you've got to be very careful. And you've got to, Chas V'Sholem, not make sure you make Baruch Hashem in Sricha. It could be Deraisa. And you've got to make certain not say Akush Baruch Hashem in vain. And if you did, you have Baruch Hashem. And different ways of dealing with this. I want to just start very briefly, quickly, with 2 minutes, with a new halacha here. And this is something which has enormous amounts of, it's a deraisa. It's snuck in over here in Tof Lamed, but it's a big one. It should be embellished and discussed, and we will, as Hashem, we don't have that much time until we're finishing off Tzidkim Kippur, but we'll try and get as much as we can over here. This is in Chinuch Peish Kuf Samachay. But this is a second paragraph before the end of the page, halfway through. V'chein kol shekora b'toyer b'shachris. Anyone who reads from the Torah in the morning, chidem shivarech habrochis hamasukonis b'toyer. That did not read the brochus that are prepared for him in the Torah. Oy birchus avas oilam. Oy did not say avas oilam or avarabba. Depending what girsi you have. Bittel mitzvah deraisa. He is mevatel a mitzvah deraisa. What's a mitzvah? The mitzvah of Bruch HaSatayrah. Bruch HaSatayrah is a deraisa. To say the brachas before you learn Torah in the morning is a deraisa. Ulefikoch, ni sheshikach in berach Bruch HaSatayrah b'shachris, a person who forgot where they made Bruch HaSatayrah, oiloi or not, berach, chayza, imloi berach or not, chayza mvarach is going to make Bruch HaSatayrah over again. Why? Because it's a sophic deraisa. So the reason why it comes in context is that this bracha, Baruch HaTorah, and the other bracha, Baruch HaMazon, are the only two brachas min HaTorah that is a sophic deraisa, sophic deraisa l'chumra. Umi she'ovav le'birich, kol shah bracha shema'ilam, and anyone who did not make any other brachas in the world, levad elu she'zacharnu, besides those two brachas, of Baruch HaMazon, Baruch HaTorah, bitol mitzvahs chachomim levad, has only been mevatel mitzvahs chachomim, u'poyritz gedi yashchen anochosh, and a person who breaks the borders, he should get bitten by a snake. Yeah, vehizeh behenis barach midah k'neged midah, and a person who's careful with them, he'll get blessed midah k'neged midah. Okay, that's a shem of continuing on time. Shkoyach Rav Yisai.